Investigators have been working around the clock in Hoboken at the scene of Thursday's fatal NJ Transit train crash. And over the weekend, we got some updates on the investigation. We also learned some disturbing new information about the agency from the Associated Press. And WNYC's Kate Hines joins us by Skype with more. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So the NTSB was able to recover one of those black boxes from the train, but it's not working, right?
Yes. This is the recorder that was in the locomotive. The train was configured in what's known as a push position, so that the locomotive was in the back of the train. And the NTSB and the manufacturer of the recorder had worked together to try to retrieve the data, but it turns out that the event recorder was not functioning during this trip. The NTSB Vice Chair Bella Dinzar said yesterday that recorder dates from 1995, which sounded rather old and black box years. Mm-hmm. So they came up empty with that. But there is another event data recorder in the front car of the train, but investigators still can't get to it because of how precarious the scene remains. Dinzar described the destroyed steel I-beams strewn about like pickup sticks that workers have to be very careful when moving. And it's not as simple as just removing the debris. They have to preserve evidence, so it's slow going. But investigators say the data recorder in the front of the train is a little newer, and they hope to be able to get information like speed and braking data off of that one when they can get to it.
And Kate, we understand that the investigators have spoken to the engineer. It took a couple of days, but he is cooperating, correct?
Yep, they've spoken to Thomas Gallagher. Remember, he was injured and hospitalized, but released the same day. And he told investigators that he was fully rested before that trip. His cell phone was turned off and in his backpack, and that the train seemed to be functioning normally throughout the trip. He says he remembers approaching the station, blowing the horn and checking the speedometer, and that the train was going 10 miles per hour, which was the speed limit. But he has no recollection of the crash itself. The next thing he remembers is waking up on the floor of the cab. They also interviewed the conductor, and this is interesting. The conductor said the train was so crowded, only four cars long, not the usual five, that he couldn't collect all the fares. He described it as being standing room only, and that while he didn't notice anything unusual about the speed of the train as it entered the station, he was more focused on dealing with the crowds.
And Kate, meanwhile, we've been hearing that all was not well at NJ Transit. There are reports this weekend that the federal government had been looking into safety at the agency even before this crash last Thursday.
Yep. According to the Associated Press, back in June, federal rail officials began auditing New Jersey Transit's safety operations after noticing an increase in rail incidents. The AP quotes an anonymous official who says the audit found dozens of safety violations that needed to be fixed immediately and that New Jersey Transit was fined as a result.
So how unusual is that?
Well, every year, the Federal Railroad Administration publishes a compliance report that lists all the fines that were levied against every railroad in the country, and it's kind of daunting. The 2015 report is 133 pages long, and New Jersey Transit received 10 fines that year for violating things like signal inspection regulations, passenger equipment safety standards, and railroad operating rules. But as I've said, it's a long document, and a lot of railroads were fined. Two railroads who weren't fined last year, though, Metro North and Long Island Railroad. But I should say that earlier this year, the FRA was itself audited by the DOT for not doing enough with safety in regards to crude oil shipment on trains. So expect more on what role the federal government should play in ensuring the safety of commuter railroads in the country in the coming days and weeks.
And Kate, talk about today's commute. We still have no NJ Transit trains in and out of Hoboken. Do we have any indication how long this is going to continue?
No. The NTSB was very careful yesterday to not put an end date on the investigation. When they first arrived on scene, they said they expected to be there for 7 to 10 days, and nothing we've heard over the past few days makes it sound like it's going to be wrapped up any sooner. The fact that investigators still don't have access to the station is not encouraging, because they have to be able to get on site, assess the scene, gather evidence, and remove the trains before New Jersey Transit can even get in there and take a look at the work it needs to do. So I think this is going to be a long week.
Again, New Jersey Transit's trains still not arriving or departing at Hoboken Terminal in the wake of the crash. Officials say service through Hoboken will be suspended until further notice. Meanwhile, Maine, Bergen, Pascack Valley, and Port Jervis lines will continue to operate on a weekend schedule originating in Secaucus. Morrison Essex Line, Gladstone Branch, and Montclair Bouton Line will have limited service for points west of Montclair State University and west of Dover. WNYC's Kate Hines, thanks so much.
Thank you.